You can't make this stuff up. Suddenly, the Democratic Convention turned into a war rally that would have made Hitler wince. Not with envy, but with scorn and even mockery. It began with the drums, as civilians and retired military brass pushing partisan politics stride on stage, like something out of a B-movie. Take your seats, football fans. You got the script. And cheer on a derelict drill sergeant whose bark unmasked a man who lost his brains.
My fellow Americans, I stand with you tonight, a retired four-star general of the United States Marine Corps. And I am joined by my fellow generals and admirals, and with these magnificent young veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. They went there and they risked their lives because they love this country.
Nasty love. To make children orphans, to make wives widows, to create suffering and misery thousands of miles from home isn't love for America, just the opposite. It brings blowback and retribution on America's head. But the drill sergeant, drunk with the sound of his own voice, wants to bring the Clintons back to keep the military-industrial complex alive and thriving.
The stakes are enormous. We must not, and we could not, stand on the sidelines. Every American in uniform, in the White House or at home.
USA!
USA! USA! USA!
The lunatics got the president in uniform and soldiers showcasing military idolatry. And all the people shout, USA! It gets worse.
We must be a force for unity in America, for a vision that includes all of us, every man and woman, every race, every ethnicity, every faith and creed, including the Americans who are our precious, precious Muslims, and every gender orientation.
Sure, send the LGBTs off to needless wars. Why not? Both are immoral. And those precious Muslims, just send them to kill other Muslims in Iraq. Is this why Khan's wife had nothing to say? And Khan was off base attacking Trump, who had nothing to do with sending Khan's son to Iraq to die. Yet Senator Hillary certainly did. For who will keep the drum rolls beating and the bloodshed streaming? Hillary, Allen's choice for commander-in-chief.
My fellow Americans, I tell you without hesitation or reservation that Hillary Clinton will be exactly the kind of commander-in-chief America needs. With her as our commander-in-chief, America will continue to lead this volatile world.
He means the Queen of Chaos will guarantee America keeps on igniting a volatile world. And any country that Hillary decides to make safe for democracy will end up unsafe for its hapless people. She did it in Libya. She's demanding it in Syria to keep Israel safe. It's not only her, warmongering Jews like Robert Kagan, who jumped the GOP ship. Shapiro, Bash, and Steinberg are advising Mrs. Clinton. Stop the shouting. The words of a wise man are heard in quiet, more than the shouts of a ruler among fools.
Я бы хотел все-таки спросить у уважаемого господина посла, как он оценивает односторонний выход США из договора по противоракетной обороне.
I was personally opposed to that withdrawal, and I take your point. I would say that I don't think that any subsequent plans for the sort of deployments were or could be a threat to Russian systems. But in general, I am not a supporter of of ABM systems. I would point out that I think the main source of that is not to threaten Russia, but to secure employment in the United States. A lot comes from the military-industrial complex and the number of people that employs.
Господин посол, я считаю ваши аргументы неубедительными. Отношусь с огромным уважением к вашему опыту и к искусству, которым вы пользуетесь, дипломатическому искусству, которым вы пользуетесь безупречно, уклоняясь от прямого ответа. Вы все-таки на него дали прямой ответ, но элементы украшательства в вашем ответе были. Не нужно создавать рабочие места, которые результатом своей деятельности имеют угрозу для всего человечества.
Nailed it. And only the goys die young. The military-industrial complex, funded by the Jewish-owned Fed, will create jobs, yet loss of misery abroad, and up the suicides of young Gentile boys burned out by immoral wars fought for Israel across the globe. But it's USA, USA. The recruiting stations are open for business. It's a career to kill for. But with Hillary as commander-in-chief, it will be body bags sent back home.